Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace. I'm investment specialist at UBP. And as we have been celebrating the second anniversary of Positive Impact Equity on September 28, it gave us the opportunity to share our belief that impact investing is a key component of any portfolio as it enables you A, to generate a social slash environmental impact alongside financial returns, B, to unlock new growth drivers, C, to reach a higher active share, making impact investment easier to blend with client holdings, and D, to reduce the risk of ending up with stranded assets. The fund has put in strong returns since launch and year to date on September 28, outperforming a range of market indices. You will find more information about it in the written flash note. Let's start with UBP's impact franchise. It started 4 years ago with the solid conviction that UBP was in a good position to set up a strong impact investing franchise. As a family-owned private bank, we are committed to acting responsibly. Building a franchise takes patience. Our first impact fund, UBAM Positive Impact Equity, was launched in 2018. Developing the fund has led us to establish our rigorous proprietary in-house approach to assessing impact intensity, UBP's IMAP system. Emerging markets were the most logical step forward in growing the franchise, and UBAM Positive Impact Emerging Equity was launched last spring. Over the years, the number of professionals at UBP who focus on impact investing has expanded significantly, and we now have one of the largest impact teams, made up of 4 portfolio managers and 7 analysts and contributors. Additionally, one major achievement has been the establishment of UBP's Impact Advisory Board. Its role is to bring together thought leadership drawn from external experts in fields outside investment management and embed it in the bank's impact platform. UBP's platform has been enhanced by a strong network in the impact ecosystem. We have developed close ties with the Cambridge Institute for Sustainability Leadership, and last year we became a founding partner of the Big Exchange, a cross-industry partnership whose goal is to make impact investing accessible to retail investors. UBP is also an active member of the Global Impact Investing Network and FAIR, a collaborative investor network. Let's conclude with the investor benefits. The need to tackle sustainable development goals, SDGs, is huge. Between 5 and 7 trillion of US dollars per year. The stocks helping to achieve SDGs should experience a faster growth and superior profitability due to their problem-solving business model. COVID-19 has been accelerating this transformation. Disruption is well underway, and this is a definitive growth factor that investors can access through impact investing. Impact investing helps reduce the risk of ending up with stranded assets. Coal companies are finding it increasingly difficult to survive as going concern, and this raises interesting questions for other fossil fuel producers and extractive industries. In many markets, the energy sector represents a high share of overall market capitalization, but this picture could change dramatically in the coming years, with very different companies set to be among leading indices' top 20 names. By entirely avoiding some of the most problematic sectors, impact investing is an excellent way of protecting investors against this risk. To access the purest solution provider, or fixers, of our planet's biggest problems and to have more potential for successful engagement, impact investing through listed equities creates a natural small and mid-cap bias. We believe that this bias offers an additional potential source of return, especially when optimally blended with a client's portfolio to improve the risk-return ratio. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website ubp.com. Thank you.